Okay, today's daf is daf Kufhei, Chulin daf Kufhei, as we continue in Perek Kol HaBasar, as we started yesterday on the bottom of Kuf Gimel HaBeis, and we get into issues of Basar B'Chalav. So yesterday we had a Mishnah that spoke about the Iker Hadin, that one is not allowed to cook, one is not allowed to eat, one is not allowed to get benefit from Basar B'Chalav, and we got into some of the Dinim D'Rabbanan. We have the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in terms of even having them in proximity to each other on the same table, and then we got into how far does Beis Shammai go in terms of his kula, and we are now in the middle of what about separation between eating oaf and gvina and other items on the list. So we'll get to later on the today's daf in terms of eating basar and then chalav. What about eating chalav and then basar? Right, that's what's being discussed here, according to many Rishonim. So let's just read a few more lines, and then we'll see what the psak is in the Shulchan Aruch. So we've had the right before the end of the shiur. Yeah, yesterday we had the discussion of netilas yadayim or kinuach hapeh, and the Gemara continues, Tanya, second to last line, Beis Shammai Omrim Mekaneach, Beis Hillel Omrim Mediach. Beis Shammai says one has to wipe out the inside of their mouth, as we'll see. And Beis Hillel says, no, to rinse, Mediach. So my Mekaneach, my Mediach. What exactly does that mean in terms of inclusion of the other Shita? So Ilema, is it exclusive? Beis Shammai Omrim Mekaneach, Velo Boy Mediach. Beis Hillel Omrim Mediach, Velo Boy Mekaneach. They each say you have to do this. One or the other, right? One says you have to wipe out, your mouth, meaning no time is needed. No time is needed after eating milk or a milk product before one eats, basar. So Beis Shammai says you have to wipe the inside of your mouth, and that's it. The Beis Hillel says, Mediach, you just have to rinse, right? Again, Rashi emphasizes, we're not talking about the hands here. Rashi says, Mekaneach piv, velo mediach bimayim, shakinuach yave menadacha, right? So is that how it should be understood? Elohad da amar bezeira, ein kinuach peh, ela bepas, come on, kebe shamai. So when bezeira says that you need kinuach, he's passing like Beis Shammai, we generally don't like to assume that way. Reb Zero is not in that world. So Ella Beis Shammai Omer Mekaneach Velo Boy Mediach. Beis Hillel Omer Af Mediach. Oh, so maybe it's Beis Shammai says all you need is Mekaneach Kinuach, and Beis Hillel says no, you need both. Then Havi Lemi Kuli Beis Shammai Mechumer Beis Hillel. Felisti Gabi Kuli Beis Shammai Mechumer Beis Hillel. So why isn't this on the list in Maseches Idios? Like Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah yesterday, if Beis Hillel requires both. So Ella, rather, Beis Shammai Omer Mekaneach, Vehu Adin LeMediach, Beis Hillel Omer Mediach, Vehu Adin LeMekaneach. They both say that one would, need both, right? And therefore, Mar Machar, Mar Machada, Velo Pligi. Right, that really there is no machlokes. I heard Mar Mar Chada, Chada stands for, so one of the acronym, Divrei Elokim Chayim. Right, that's the Chada, they each say that, and you put it together, and they both have Divrei Elokim Chaim, Elu Ve'elu, as the Gemara says, in Maseches Eruvin, which maybe we'll review in a second. Shulchan Aruch, though, says, in Simin Pei Tes, as we discuss Lamaisa, what to do after having ice cream, what if one wants to have a piece of schnitzel, so what does one do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ochal Gvina Mutar Lechal Achra Basar Miyad. You could eat basar right away. You don't have to wait. Ubil vaj yayin yadav shalo yehe shum davar mehagvina nidvak bahen. So one has to first of all note that their hands, again, in a time when one eats with silverware, not really as much of an issue. But if one had food on their hands, then one has to make sure that there is no food that is nidvak, because we're worried that that's going to touch the food and then ultimately go into your mouth. V'imu balayla shein yachol ayenozam heitev tzarech larachsam. And if you can't see them, then obviously you have to wash them to make sure that there is no food on the hands. V'tzarech lakaneach piv ula hadicho. And one has to be mekaneach, wipe out the mouth and to wash, right? Quoting both, as we just said. The Shach here quotes from the Hagos Mamonios, Shein Sorach Ledaktik Bekinuach Pev Hadach, Ela Ezem Shir Tzayakdim, doesn't matter, the order doesn't matter, but just make sure your mouth is clean. Vakinuach Hu, what is Kinuach? Sheyil Os Pas, have something parav, chew on something parav, v'yikaneach bo piv yafem. V'chenk b'chol davar sheyirtza, chutz mikimcha v'tami v'yarka, as we'll see today, l'fishei nidbakem b'chanichen. Something that could function as a wiping out, getting out any particles of the milchak. V'yikanechim yafem v'achakach. Oh, the other items are not makanech yafa. V'yacharkach yediach pibamayim or b'yayin b'medver mamurim b'basar behema v'chaya. That's if one is going to eat beef after eating milk. Avalim ba lecho basar of achar gvina inatzorach lo kinoch lo adachav lo natila. One doesn't have to be as machmir. Rama v'yesh machmir mafilu b'basar achar gvina v'cheinogin. Well, we'll get to that soon. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. So again, Arminag, we wash your mouth out and make sure there is no particles inside the mouth. Good. Elu ve'elu obviously comes up in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel. That was the Baskol, right? One of the two places where Elu ve'elu comes up in Shas, beginning of Maseches Gittin. But the main sugya is Erevin Yud Gimel, where that's also about Gadafka, Beishamai, and Beisilel. Right here it said, here it's not said, it just says Mar Machad Velo Pligi, but Dafka, as we know, the Gemara says in Erev in Yud Gimel that the Baskol, after they argued for 3 years, and they were arguing who is the halacha like, the Gemara says that a Baskol went out from Shamayim. You just find the Lashon. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, Shalom Shalom Nechluko Beshama Beisila, Halo Amar Malacha Kumosenu, Halo Amar Malacha Kumosenu, Yatsuza Basko, Vyamra Elu Ve'elu Debri Lukim Chaim Hain, Vahalacha Gebeisila. Abasko went out and said, Elu Ve'elu Debri Lukim Chaim, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Vahimiachash Elu Ve'elu Debri Lukim Chaim, Ebre Mazachal Beis Hillel, Kvo Halacha Kumosan, and if the halacha is like Elu Ve'elu, so why did Beis Hillel get the halacha nikva like them? Mipnei shenochin va'aluvin hayu, because they are nochin va'aluvin. They are, hold themselves in a meek fashion. They are humble. Vishonin divreya v'divre beishamai, and they study the other words of beishamai also. They not only study their own words, they study the other one's words, and they still hold of their conviction. Right, so Elu ve'elu v'lo od el shemagdivin divrei beishamai divreihem. So whatever the pshat is of that, but that is the Gemara of Elu ve'elu. If you look here, the Gilyan HaShas here quotes the Rashi in Maseches Ksubis. Rashi in Maseches Ksubis on Daf Nun Vav. So that Rashi Daf Nun Zayin, he says Ayin Rashi. So again, it's a classic Gilyan HaShas where he says just look there. That's where the Rashi discusses the limitations of Elu ve'elu, where one has a machlokas about what a Rav said. Two Talmidim argue about what Rabbi Yochanan said in Shir, unless it was two different Shiurim, and he changed his mind, but that's where Rashi says that there, you know, one can't say Elu ve'elu. Either one of the Talmidim didn't understand the Shir, and one of them did, but you can't say Elu ve'elu in that type of case. That is what Rashi says in this case. In Islan Hakamashwan, Dekadash Kanamara de Pligi Adadi, Kochara Liba de Nafshe, Betray Amoraya Khrini de Pligi, Beplukta de Hanachamaroi, the Islan of Fushi Milsa Betray Lishni, Khadi Minayo Miflagi, Tray Amoraya Liba de Nafshayu. Shekola Khadomer Svara Shalom. Fine, if they each say their own Svara, that's fine. Elu ve'elu, Devre Elokim Chayim. But, says Rashi continuing, but if you have Haida Miflagi Tre Amoraya Aliba de Nafshayo, the Chi Pligi Tre Tre Aliba de Chad, Mar Amar Hachi Amar Ploni, Umar Ami Hachar Amar Ploni, Chad Minayo Meshaker. Right, if they were both at the same Shir and they both quote their Rebbe, and one says Mutter, one says Asar, then one is wrong. That's not Elu ve'elu. Aval Ki Pligi Tre Amoraya Bedin, O Be'isser Ve'ater, Kol Chad Amar Hachi Mistaver Taime. They each say what they think. Ein kan sheker, says Rashi, Ksubas Nun Zayin. Kol chad v'chad svara didei kamar. Each says their own svara. Mar yav taima le'ateira, mar yav taima le'isura. Mar medami milsa le'milsa, hachi, umar medami le'binyan achrina. V'igal le'meimar, elu ve'elu diri l'kim chayim hein. And they each say elu ve'elu, zimnin d'shay chay taima, zimnin d'shay chay taima, sh'ata mishapech lefishini advarim, b'shinui muat. If you look at the good Nashas there, he says, look in Erev in Yud Gimel. So, cross-referencing each of the sugyas. In Erevin Yud Gimel, he says to look in the Rashi, Ksubas Ben Zion, and here he says to look in Erevin Yud Gimel. But again, that is the sugya. Again, he doesn't quote it, but that's the Ritva. The Ritva on that Gemara in Erevin Yud Gimel quotes the Rabbani Tsarfas. Right? Fascinating. The Ritva, Chachmei Sfarad, quotes in that Gemara, the Rabbani Tsarfas, the French rabbis, who says, how could that be? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what this meant. Sha'alu, Chodesh Baruch Hu Alzeh, at Har Sinai, and Hashem says, I'm giving you the Torah, which has many different aspects, and I'll leave it to the rabbis to figure out whether it's Tameh or Tahar or Asur or Mutter, Vechulu, because there are many different aspects and ways of looking at every topic in Torah. But it comes from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and you have it right here in the Gemara, regarding Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Hadacha and Kinuach. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Omar, Rabbi Zera, Ein Kinuach, Hapa, Ela, Bepas. right? One has to use bread, something parif. Fani mili bidachiti, that's only by wheat bread. Ava bidasari lo, but by barley bread, it crumbles, Rashi says, and therefore it wouldn't be good to use. Udachiti nami lo armen ela bikirira, only cold wheat bread. Ava bachamima mishtarshtari, but if it's warm, so then it sticks to the palate, and therefore also it wouldn't be good for cleaning out the palate. Vani mili barachicha, and this is only by soft, cold, soft wheat bread. But if it's too hard, then also it's just going to be crumble, and it's not going to serve the purpose. The hilchasa, b'kol mili avikinuach, and halacha is like you really can use anything, lavar, mikimcha, tamari, v'yarka, except for flour, dates, and certain types of vegetables. Rashi says they are soft, and they're not going to serve the purpose, right? That's what we read in the Shulchan Aruch a minute ago in Siman Peites. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva there in Siman Peites, he quotes that one should always lechachila if it's prima gadam quotes d'nochal lahachmer b'davar she'ein bo torach. If there's no Torah, you should do kinuach. And then he quotes on the halacha of bread, the kasav apri toar, ta kinuachu sheyivla dafka, lo shelo es upolate.
Do you take the bread and then take it out, or do you swallow? That's not clear in the Gemara. Right? Do you wipe it out and swallow it or not? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Sefer pri toar that you swallow it. Ta kinuachu sheyivla dafka, lo shelo es upolate. Hefsid ochlin.
Hefsid ochlin. Where you can use bread and then throw out the bread? No. You should wipe it out and then swallow it. But we don't say it's going to stick in that case. Okay, important Tosafa. Boy minei Reb Asi mi Reb Yochanan kama yishe bein basar legvina. Omer lei velo klum. So here we go. Rav Asi asks from Yochanan, how much one should wait between basar and gvina, right? Rashi, mashma she'achal basar v'rotza lechol gvina, right? So how much? So he says nothing. Lo klum. Eini, is that really true? V'amar Rav Chisda, achal basar asur lechol gvina. Gvina mutar lechol basar. No, if somebody eats basar, they're not allowed to eat milk afterwards. The only opposite way it works. Ela kama yishem ben gvina lebasar. That was the question. Amar lei v'lo klum. He says you don't have to wait at all. Just do the kinuach and the rechitza and the hadacha, and that is all one would need in that direction. Yes, there is, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Rama says, me'ikar hadin, in terms of waiting after milchiks, there is no. There is a chumrah of some rishonim. Some rishonim say, the Taz quotes it, that after aged cheese, right, after certain types of fancy cheese that are aged, so then one would have to maybe wait there as well. It starts with the Ramah. The Ramah already says, the yesh machmir afilu babasar achar gvina. V'chei noagin shakol shagvina kasha. Hard cheese. Kasha. What does that mean? The shach. Uminastam im hayishana vav chadashim. Chashiva kasha. V'chisa v'toras chadas. You know, the fancy types of cheeses that are aged. So that cheeses that you would buy in a special health food store. So those are, again, certain types of Swiss cheese, right? So that is a type of gvina that one would have to, one, the minhag is to wait. Ein ochlan achareha afilu basar of, kemo begvina achar basar v'yesh makilin, v'ein limchos rak sheyasu kinuach v'adachav v'netilu shadayim v'miu tov lahachmir. So Rama goes back and forth, yesh makilin, don't complain about them, tov lahachmir, but either way, there is some that have that discussion in terms of after gvina kasha. Kabbalistically, the Beis Yosef quotes, maybe one should wait. Which Kabbalistically? So that's not the Beis Yosef in Yaradea. It's the Beis Yosef in Arachayim. Arachayim simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. Right? Kuf Ayin Gimel. When the Shulchan Aruch discusses, the whole simen in Shulchan Aruch there is not about focusing specifically on Kashrus, but the title of the simen is Simen Mayim Emtsa'im. Right, that's Din Mayim Emtsa'im, Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel. But the Shulchan Aruch there talks about, that's where it talks about between meat and fish. Right, Dvar Mishum Sakana, that's also discussed in Yeridea. The Shulchan Aruch there says, Bein Basal Adagim Chov Alito, Mishum Dekashel Adavar Acher. V'chamir Sakanta Meisura, V'ayin Yeridea Simen Kuf Tezayin. That's the discussion of fish and meat. But the Beis Yosef quotes there in Kufayin Gimel, Yesh Machmir Malatzman Shlo Lecho Basar Achar Gvina Besud Achas.
Right? Even if it's wash your mouth out, there are some that are machmir. Mibdesha kasav v'sefer ha-zohar parshat mishpatim. Because of his zohar and mishpatim. And he quotes the Lashon. And he quotes from the Mordechai that the Maharam, one time, noeg shalalecho basar behem b'vachaya achar gvina, lefisha pamachas misuda lasuda masa gvina ben shinav. Gozal ha-hachra al-atzmo. Ve'ein zeke cholik ala talmud. V'lo kemosif shehu goreya. Right? It's not a machlokes, bavli Yerushalmi. It's adding on to Chazina Perakala Basar, because after all, we're going to see in a line, by the Shem in a few minutes, about somebody who waited a very long time, even after Fleshiks. V'l'kol chad matzi lachmuri anafshi lasos mishmeres uba'ofani mekel, kivan d'gvina v'of nechal and bapi korin. That was all a quote from the Mordechai. But the Beis Yosef says, v'ha vadai shehu, the Mordechai, lo ra'a sefer ha-zohar, v'yafilu hachi haya machmer al-atmo mishamaisa shahaya, v'yafi bisho yameko v'of haino l'fisho l'ra'a sefer ha-zohar, aval anu shezachinu l'roso, tov v'nachon l'hachmer afilu b'basar of. To have it in the same suda. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef quotes in Kuf Ayin, in Kuf Ayin Gimel. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, I do not think quotes this in Kuf Ayin Gimel. Right, he does not quote this. He quotes this in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Zohar, but he doesn't put it in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so this is a little bit about Fleishiks and then Milchiks and then Fleishiks. But now we get into the main sugya, obviously, of Achal Basar Ach Asur LeEchol Gvina. So what is the reason? It says here, you have to wait after basar. So let's just read the next line. Gufa amar Rav Chisda, achal basar, also lechal gvina. Gvina mutar lechal basar. Amalei Rav Acha bar Yosef Rav Chisda. Basar shebein ashinayim mahu. What about meat between teeth? Kari aleha habasar odenu bein shinayim. So you see, by the meat in the midbar, it was still between their teeth and it's still called meat. So you see, meat is still called meat even when it's between the teeth. It's not 100% clear, and so Machlokas Rashi Rambam, how do you read the next few lines, these lines that we just read, along with the previous line? It says, Achal basar asur lechal gvina, and then it talks about abasar odena bein shineim. Is that kind of explaining the line beforehand, or is it something separate? So again, famous Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, what is the reason that we wait after Fleishiks? Rashi right here says, because of the fatty nature of meat. Mishum de basar motzi shuman, vahu nidbak bepeh uma'arich betamo. The taste stays for a while in one's mouth, and therefore one has to wait. That's Rashi. According to Rashi, nothing to do with teeth. So basar denim mishneh might be asking a separate question. Maybe how long does the meat have status while it's in the teeth afterwards, and it's still mostly shuman. The Rambam says, no, that's gufa, the issue, by waiting after meat. The Rambam says at the end of Perek Tes, in Ilchas Machalas Asuros, the Rambam says, Mishacha basa betchila, bein basa behema, bein basa of. Lo yochal achrav chalav achisha beinem, kidei shir suda acheres. We'll get to that. We'll skip that line right now. Mipnei shabasar shalbein hashinayim, she'en osar bikinuach. Why are you waiting? Because of the basar between the teeth. So the Rambam said, that's exactly what the Gemara is explaining. The basar ben hashinayim is the problem. Why one has to wait. Because meat could get stuck between your teeth, while other types of foods do not. The Tur says here in Yaradeya, in Siman Peites, so there are nafkaminas, and we're machmir in both directions. The Tur quotes as machlokas Rashi Rambam, and says we're machmir in both directions for the chumras of each. Acha basar, says the Tur. Lo shna behemachai va'of lo yochal gvina acharav. Again, remember this is an issa d'rabanan. Midaraisa, only if they're cooked together. Is it asr? Midrabanan, Chazal said, like we said yesterday from the Ran, we have extra chumras when it comes to basar b'chalav, because it's always a matzui beinenu. So the Torah says, lo yachal gvina acharav sheyisha kashir shemizman sudas habokar sudas haerev shushay shows, as we'll get to soon. Vafilu imshah kashir, even if you waited 6 hours, im yesh basar ben ashinayim tzorach lahasiro. If you still have meat between your teeth, you have to remove it. Right? That's how the one of the Rishonim could read the Gemara. Even after you wait, but if it's basar ben ashinayim, you have to remove it, because it's still called basar. Sorech lasira, ubetoch hazman, afilu ena basar ben ashinayim. And within the time, even if you don't have any meat between your teeth, asur, lefisha basar motzi shuman amoshach tamat zman arach. Rashi. Ulefize, hatam, im lo achlo ela shel lo aso latinok, ein sorech lahamtin, kiven shelo achlo ena motzi tam. According to the Tur, because he assumes that according to Rashi, the shuman is only if you swallow. Only if you swallow does it remain on the palate in the fatty way. If you spit it out, if you chew it, then you spit it out, then it doesn't remain there. So according to Rashi, you wouldn't have to wait the time, 6 hours, if you just spit it out. That's according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, even if there's no meat between your teeth, you have to wait.
Ula Rambam, Nasan Tam Lashia Mishun Basar Ben Ashinayim. Lafi Dvarav, says the Tur, Lachar Shashoy Kashir Mutter Afila Nishar Basar Ben Ashinayim. According to the Rambam, after the time, it will be mutter, even if there's meat there, because it doesn't have status of basar anymore after the 6 hours. Va'alois latino, tzarach lahamtim. But if you chew it, it would still get stuck between your teeth, even if you spit it out. So a chumra for Rashi, a chumra for the Rambam, v'tov lechos b'chumrei shnei ta'amim. Right, that's the chumra of the, that's what the Torah says, that's what we paskin, right, we're machmir, that even if one just chews, so then it's enough, stuck between your teeth, therefore you have to wait, and even if it's within the time, but you don't have anything between your teeth, so still one has to wait. And even afterwards, you're supposed to get it out from between your teeth. Even afterwards. That's the chumrah of all of them. That is what we try to do. This also comes up in Yaradeya, as we know in Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida. The Shulchan Aruch discusses minhagim of the day of Tvila. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Tzadiches, Chaf Dalet, Tzricha lachsotz shineha, a woman should floss her teeth, shalo yeh bohem davar chotzeitz, shem tavla v'nimsa shum davar dabak bohem lo asa latvila. She finds something between the teeth, chatzitza, that could be a problem. V'yesh noagos, shalo lecho basar, v'yom lechton lebeis atvila. Some of the minog not to eat meat. Big question in the postgame, what type of meat? What about chopped meat? What about chicken? What about, you know, how far does this minhag go? It's a minhag. How far does this, because really a woman could, you know, just floss and brush her teeth before she goes to the mikvah. But there's a minhag not to, to put yourself into a more difficult situation. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Minhag not to eat meat. Bebneishu nichnas ben ashinayim. Yosir mimachal acher. Because it's nichnas ben ashinayim, and therefore it is a problem, right? The gra right here. Kamosha kasav chulin kufhei. Pirish Rambam. He quotes the Rambam and he quotes the Tur. He quotes these poskim that we just read here in Yaradeya. The Avav Isha both goes for Chotazos Hashinayim, and even though the woman's going to check afterwards, Choshoshosh Dilma Tisharim Minev Alavadaite Uminhag Yafehu. To Minhag Yafeh, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz obviously says, if she ate meat, she shouldn't push off the tefillah. Upashut Shimlo Noaga Kain Ein Sorach Lakev at Tefillah Bishvol Zeh. Ubishabis Ubiyantif. If the woman is going to go to the mikvah after the Suda, maybe a woman's going to make, if it's early Shabbos or whatever it is, or a Suda's mitzvah, so then, the Taz quotes Shabbos and Yantif, she can, and it is still okay. Good. So that's in Arachayim and Yaradeya, and elsewhere in Yaradeya, as we just discussed. Here we go. Says the Gemara Amar Mar Ukva. Says Mar Ukva. In this regard, I am like vinegar compared to my father, who is like wine. My father, whenever he used to eat basar today, he used to wait 24 hours between meat and milk. But I just wait. I don't eat it at the same su'uda, but I wait till the next su'uda. This is it. This is the only thing in Shas. The only statement in Shas about how long to wait after meat. And that's why it is so unclear, and there are so many different minhagim, because this is all it says. Just wait to the next meal. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean to the next meal? Does it mean mamish the next meal? Like I could just bench and have another meal. So many different opinions quoted here in the Mefarshim. If you look in Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam back on the previous Amud. Tosfos at Dibur Maskil Of, fourth wide line. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish Rechein Alachas Gadolos Da'achal Baser Aser Lechol Gvina Hainu Below Natila VeKinuach Avol BeNatila VeKinuach Shari. Right afterwards. Right, it sounds like you don't have to wait. Just clean out your mouth and right afterwards. Tosfos here in Lusudasa Achrita. La bisudasa shirigilon lasos achashachas vachas arvis. Elafilo va'alterim silik ashochan ubirech mutter deloplug rabbanan. Next meal. Again, it's all as a rabbanan, and one just has to make sure that one doesn't mix the su'udos, but that is Rabbi Natama, that's what Tosfos. This is not the psach of Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rush, here and others all say 6 hours. 6 hours. Right, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says here in Simen Peites, the Shulchan Aruch says, Achal basar afilu shel chaya va'of lo yochal gmina achrav ad sheyishe sheish shows. 3 weeks, 6 hours, 6 hours, and the Taz here quotes the Tudeyas of the Rambam and Rashi. That is the halacha. Afilu amshah kashir, im yesh basar ben ashirayim tzorach la'asiro, v'alois latino tzorach la'hamtin. And if you chew, you also have to wait, and if you have teeth, you have meat in between your teeth after the 6 hours, you have to remove it. Rama, v'imasa achakach basar ben ashirayim. What if you find meat after the 6 hours? You have to wait 6 hours from then? Umeisiro, tzorach la'diach piv, kodim sheyochal gvina. No, you don't have to wait. Quoting the Ran, you just remove it. The Yesh Omrim, the Ramah does quote, Dein Tzrich Lahamtin, Sheishos, Rak Miyadim Silek, Ubirich Berchas Amazon, Mutarai De Kinuch Vadacha. Quotes that day of Rabbeinu Tam, right? That maybe you don't have to wait. Maybe you can just wash your mouth out. Vahaminog HaPashut, B'medinos Elu, Lahamtin Achar, Achilas, Habasar, Sha'a Achas. The Ramah quotes, the minhag of the Dutch, 1 hour. The Ochlin Acharka Gvina. Miyu Tzrichon Lavarakam came Berchas Amazon Achar Abasar. You have to bench. You have to have it a separate suta. The Avaz Ave Kisuda Acheres. To Mutar Lecho Lederia Mekilin. Ava Below Berchas Amazon Lo Mahani Hamtana Shah. Vein Chilik Im Himtina Shah Kodin Berchas Amazon O Acharkach. But it doesn't matter. The hour can be before or after, but you have to bench in between. The Yamatsa Basar Ben Ashina Vachar Shah Tzrich Manako Lassiro. The Yeshomrim Dein Lavarach Berchas Amazon Amanas Lecho Gvina. Aval Einis Harin Bazeh. And then the Rama adds, V'yesh medaktikim lahamtim sheishos achar achilas basar l'gvina v'chein nachon la'asos. Right? And then that is what is fit to do. And this is the shach in the name of the marshal right here in the Yapshal Shlomo. V'chein roi la'asos the kol sheyesh bo re'ach ha-Torah. Anyone who has re'ach ha-Torah should wait 6 hours. Right? That's what the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the shach, and all the posts and quote that is what Rov Rishonim say, and that is May Iker Hadin to wait six hours. Where does it come from that? Into the six, five and a half, all of these. So it probably flows from the Rambam. The Rambam, one letter in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, he quotes one should wait, Achi Isha Benim, Kidei Shir Suda Cheres, Vahu Kimo Sheshos. Kimo Sheshos. Doesn't say sheishos, kimo. The Shulchan Aruch takes out the kimo. Right, so we pass on like the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass on like the Rambam. But that kimo is probably the original sources of six. Rav Avadi Yosef writes in one shuva that, the Rambam writes kimo, and you know why we people wait into the six, or whatever it is, because remember in those days they didn't have watches, they didn't have clocks, how can they know exactly? So they use sundials, that's why it's kip. That's why it's kip. But Rabbi Forrest writes in his Sefer that that's only if you're not sure. If you're not sure, then it's kip. But if you know vadai, then it's not. You can only use that as a, maybe even if you want to ask why the Rambam wrote that, that's only to give people a little flexibility. But it's really six. And therefore, it is, one should wait six. The Meiri writes in the Magen Avos, his Sefer defending Minhagim, he writes five or six. That's his Lashon. The Meiri. It's already 1300s. Vana machmiri machi isha sheishos o chamesh. Kishir shebein suda lasuda kidin ha'amur bebasar behema. So again, that shuba the revadis, yabia omer chelik alef yaradea simin dalet. So where is the one that seems to be least on the page of the Shulchan Aruch at least is the 3 hour minhag. Where does that come from? Right? It's more machmir than the minhag of 1 hour. But where does that come from? So again, there are sources about this. The Darki Tshuva discusses this, and others, depending maybe originally with the meals and the next meal during the winter, the meals were closer to each other because it was less hours of daylight. So there are obviously sources for that. Also going back hundreds of years, and again, one should follow one's minhag. But again, Chas v'Shalom to go l'hakel in terms of any of these minhagim. And again, if one has any suffix, then ruba de ruba of the poskim say 6 hours. Ruba de ruba of the poskim, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Shach, the Marshal, all say that is what one does. The Hashkafic message that we've mentioned very often about this Gemara is about Marukva. Marukva said, oh, my father waited 24 hours, but I only wait six. Right? He's like wine, I'm like vinegar. So I asked the Bali Musar, I saw the name of the Arvi Nachal, I saw the Tam Vadas, or Sternbach quotes it, in Yisro, I don't understand. If Mar Ukva
thought that it was appropriate to wait the next 24 hours, so then why didn't he wait 24 hours? He said, I'm like vinegar. My father's like wine. So if he thought that was better, so why didn't he do it? So explain to Bali Musar, because he knew that that wasn't appropriate for his Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is step by step, la'at la'at, again, constantly growing. But if somebody jumps steps, and if somebody takes upon themselves something that's inappropriate, then it can lead to disaster. If somebody's speaking Lashon Hara all day, and, doing this, and not doing that, and they all of a sudden decide, I'm going to wake up Tikkun Chatzos and cry for the Beis HaMikdash at midnight, that's probably not what they're up to. Right? One has to go step by step. And if somebody skips steps, then it can end up that they are going to fall. And that's what many say. I usually read it from Sternbach, but this year I'll read it from the Arvei Nachal, right? The Magalit Hashas here quotes from the Arvei, the Biur Chasidus L'Shas, quotes this, based on Gemara and Brachas, Lo kol harotzeh litol Hashem yitol, kemitzvas anashim melumada, she'ovim lisnahi b'diyuk, kfi masharoa meitzal tzadikim v'gdolim. Right, there are many hamon am that I'm going to do what the tzaddikim do exactly. The alva mishem rechokim iderach zehar b'maod avodas Hashem sorach lios b'hadraga b'midas chasidus sorach lesnayg rak misharoyhu v'yigia kvar l'madrigazu v'lo lasos ma'isakov ba'alma. Again, one has to know exactly what they're up to. Again, one can't minimize and say, oh, I'm not on the level of coming to davening on time. I'm not on the level of doing this. Or we have to be honest with ourselves and do the best that we can. But one has to make sure that one goes step by step. And he knew, even though Mar Okva, you know, jumped into an oven and his feet didn't get burned, but he still felt 24 hours was not appropriate. The Arachayim HaKadosh says the same idea, not quoting this Gemara, I don't think, but the Arachayim HaKadosh in Bechukosai, right, when he talks about when the Arachayim had the 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai. So if you look at number 6, he says, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, v'lo am ha'aretz chasid, which pashtus means an am ha'aretz can't be a chasid, because he doesn't know, but he explains it to also mean am ha'aretz shouldn't be a chasid. Asur la'am ha'aretz l'hisnaheg b'chasidus, she'yaseh chumros v'gedarim k'minag chasidim, ki lefamim yaseh chumra b'davar shu adar abba avaryan, ki imsa chasid she'yirtza ligdar atzmo l'kayim mitzvahs ona v'chulu, and he gives examples where it's a chumra da'asi lidei kula. In b'chukose te'lechu! You do what you have to do, but if it's supposed to shmoru, then you can add on shmiris. But it has to be in that order. And one final source, and then we will continue. The Chashuk Echemed here discusses in terms of appropriate behavior. He says if somebody receives a gift from their father, the father gives him a gift, and he feels soni matanos yichya, right? He feels the pasuk in Mishlei, you know, it's not good to accept gifts. Is he allowed to refuse the gift that his father gives him? I refute the gift. So he says, well, wait, we had a Gemara about 90 plus daf ago, about, or 80, right, whatever it is, 100 daf ago, Chulin daf Zion, Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Remember, it says that he never ate from other people's sudas, even one of the Tanoim wanted to invite him in. Umiyam shamar al daito lo nen, ami sudas aviv. And Rashi says, shalalecho mishalachem afilu nasnulo. So it sounds like, oh, it's a midas chasidus. Midas chasidus not even to accept. What's the problem? Right? This Gemara. So he quotes this Gemara, and he quotes the same part that we just said from his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. Right? You have to know exactly what you're up to. No, you bring mezalzel in a gift that your father wants to give you. And therefore, it's even ksas reach shel arur makle aviv. You're embarrassing your father. The Gam Yosef Atzadik. Yosef got the Ksonas Pasim. Doesn't say anywhere that he refused that. And then he quotes when Eliezer Eved Avraham brought the gifts to Rivka. Rivka didn't refuse them. Why? So he quotes, and this is what some of the Bali Musar say also. Psychologically, sometimes if somebody wants to give us a gift, it's a chesed for us to accept it from them. It makes them feel good to be able to give us something. Right, if a Talmud wants to do something from a Rebbe, and a Rebbe is always, you know, always, never lets the Talmud do anything, and sometimes the Talmud feels good, and it's a chesed to allow that. And hamischasein mibali litin efsharas lekemakabel levatei akaras atov eino noeg bechesed elachzarius basher nitzrach tamid yargish kemivuyah shemeshubel lemetivo. If I can't give you anything, you know, that's also a lack of chesed. A person always has to recognize, when Sori Matanas Yichya is only if you're accepting the Matana for your own benefit, but if you're accepting the Matana for the Nosein's benefit, that's not a problem of Sori Matanas Yichya. And therefore, it would be okay, and especially we know in Masarvin Lagadol, so your father's a Gadol, halachically to you. And therefore, Binyanenu, Teva Hahorim Lios Misurim Lebeneyem Ulahanik Velidog Lahem, Lachomach Zorim, V'alohem Labanim, Lesarv Lakabal Mehoreyem. Right, that the parents love to give it, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem, and one shouldn't be mischased any more than that. Okay, we continue. Omar Shmuel. Omar Shmuel. Anob. Loha milsa chala barchama legabi abba. Another similar phrase. Shmuel says, I'm like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. Dilo Abba, my father, Havisayr Nichse Tre Zimni Bioma. He used to check his assets and his fields twice a day. I only check once a day. My father was on a much higher level. He really checked his assets. What does this mean? Right? Like we had earlier in the Masechta also, right? The Pachim Ktanim. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a gift. Pashtus, you should take care of it. You should make sure that, again, doesn't mean that your life should be ruled by your investments, but twice a day to check, to make sure, to walk around the field, to make sure that everything is okay. And Shmuel Ataime, Damar Shmuel, Ma Desire Nichse L'Kol Yoma, Mishka Chastira, Shmuel says, if you check your properties, then you'll find some money. Meaning you'll save money. The Yamsha Shlomo says right here, Umidimidami Hai Inyan Li'isura, V'kara Anafshe Chala Barchamra, L'madnu Mizer Rov HaZehirus Al Ibun Mamono, Kedeshalo Yitztarech Labrios, V'Le'anos Me'achirim, B'imeshalo Me'igiyaso. Should take care of what you have and not put yourself into a situation, chas v'shalom, that you have to rely on others. Umi shelo, ashrei lo. Umi shemachi amru asadikim edakchem afilu b'pachas b'sharaputa. Verachti, and I mentioned that earlier in Eilu Trefus, right? He writes earlier, but again, we have to be careful with our property. The Maharal says here also, I think I brought the Maharal, right? The Maharal says here in the Chidushi Agados, Mipnei shim ein derech eretz ein Torah. Lefichach roi lichtov hachmilsa b'talmud. Says, what is this doing in Shas? Ain't Darith Harris, ain't Talmud. You have to live. The Odnira, ki dover ze inyan chachma. Lomar, ki kasher yesh la adam hashkacha v'shmira al shelo, gam Hashem yisparach shomer es mamono milamala. The hu siba l'shmir es mamon shelo. If I leave my wallet out in the street and say, oh, Hashem will help me, that's not going to work. If I have my hishtavlus, if I do shmira on my own, then Hashem will add shmira to me. And that rach b'shul shayim hashgiach al shelo, he giyam ol milamala, right, he gets special hashgacha. Many of the Bali Machshava say that maybe this is, in terms of the ruchnias, the Chavetz Chaim also writes this, maybe it's in terms of the ruchnias. You have to check your property, right, it's quoted here from the, one of the Rebbe's, right, hayasayer nichse. Right, Yisrael Nichsei Trei Zimni. Right, did a Chesra Nefesh once by day and once by night. Once by night. And Shmuel says, I only did it once. But Shmuel says, if you're Yisrael Nichsei, you know, Mishkachech Istira, you'll find Nistar. You'll find things hidden that you have to work on. You have to work on, and therefore, one has to make sure that they have Cheshbonei HaNefesh. Okay, Abaye Avesayr Nichsei, but again, that's not the Pashtus, that's the Drush. Abaye Avesayr Nichsei, call Yom of Yom, he checked every day, Yom Achad, Paga, Barisei, the Dorei Pischa, Do'ofi. One time, Abaye found that his worker was carrying out a bundle of wood. He was really trying to steal it, but he caught him. Amar Lehani Lehecha, Abaye says, ah, where you're going? Amar Leh Lebeimar, oh, I'm bringing it to your house. Amar Leh, Farkam Duch Rabbanan, Kadmucha Rabbanan. The rabbis beat you to it, meaning, I know what you were trying to do, and I'm here, and you were not able to do what you wanted to do. Rav Asi, Avisar Nichse Kol Yoma, Amar Hechi Ninu Kol Hani Istri Demar Shmuel. Rav Asi always did it, and he kept saying, oh yeah, where's the money that Shmuel promised me? I don't see any, I'm not gaining anything by these checks. Yomachad Chazat Sinor Debatka Ba'are. One time, he saw a little hole in the dam. He saw it was about to flood his field. Shakle Leglima, he took off his coat, Karche Osve Begave, he stuck it into the hole. Ramakala, then he screamed that God help. Also Inche, Sachron, then he closed it up. Omar Ashkachtinu Lukol Yistri Demar Shmuel. Ah, I found the money. I found the money, meaning I saved all of this, protected my field, and I saved my property. Period. Omar Avidi Barav and Omar Avidi Sabarashian. Again, we could spend many hours. Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah, Mayim Achronim Chova. Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah of Natilas Yadayim. Mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Rashi, mitzvah, l'shmoa, l'divrei chachamim. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan of netilas yadayim, right? The or goes there. Ultimately, mishum truma, a couple of steps removed, but ultimately mishum truma. But again, it's a mitzvah. There is an element of iser to netilas yadayim also, and that is why, interestingly, this is one of the few mitzvos that the poskim talk about that maybe an onein has to do. An onein is not allowed to do mitzvah sweet paskin, but an onein is not allowed to do averis. An onein can't eat not kosher. So an onein is not allowed to do any averis. What about if an onein eats bread? So poskim talk about he should wash his hands without a bracha. Why? What does that mean? He doesn't do mitzvos. The answer is no, because it might be an iser to eat without yadayim netulos, and therefore to wash without a bracha. But again, mayim rishon a mitzvah. So it could be a mitzvah, but it also has some other deeper elements. So mayim rishon a mitzvah, and va'achronim chova. And achronim, mayim achronim, as we'll talk about more, are chova. Tosva says that, oh, let's just continue and then we'll, I guess we'll see. Meisvei, mayim rishonim va'achronim chova, emsoim rishus. What do you mean? It says rishonim, or also chova. And the middle ones that you do between courses, that's rishus. Mitzvah lagabe rishus, chova karilei. No, it's not a stira. As compared to rishus, it's called chova, but it really is a mitzvah too. Gufa, mayim rishonim achronim, chova, emsoim rishus, rishonim, notzlim bein bekli bein agabe karka, rishonim, you can let the water fall anywhere. Achronim ein notzlim ala bekli, achronim are only bekli. V'amrila ein notzlim ala agabe karka. And some say, not the positive, you need a kli, but just that you can't do it on karka. May beinayu, ike beinayu kinsa. What if there's like a pieces of wood on the floor? So that's the nafkamina, right? That's not a kli, but it's on agabe karka. Mayim rishonim notlim bein bechamin bein betzonin. Achronim ein notlim ela betzonin. Achronim nikod mebnei shechamin mefapin es hayadayim ve'ein ma'avir nes hazuama. So here we get to the first hint. What is the reason that we do mayim achronim? Right, mayim achronim from this gemara sounds like nikius, cleanliness. And therefore, if you use hot water, that just like makes the fatty and the fat and the dirt sink in. Ein ma'avir nes hazuama. And therefore, you should use cold water because that will remove the dirt. So at that stage, my machronim is for the kiddush, and why would it be a chova then? Kavod habracha. Kavod habracha before one pensions. We will see. Just before we turn over, the Tosfos here discusses the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara there discusses. The Gemara there talks about Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim, but there the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Where it quotes a pasuk. V'hiskadishtem elu mayim rishonim, v'yisem kedoshim elu mayim achronim. Right, so what does that mean, that pasuk? So Tosfos there says, Dafka, well first, the Tosfos here says that's an asmachta b'yalma. Tosfos here on the fifth line of Tosfos, v'yasmachta b'yalma, hu d'atayim edu mayim achronim, havi mishum melech stomis. We'll get to this on Amud Beis. Not just cleanliness, but because of the special salt that they used to have that was dangerous for the eyes, and if you don't wash your hands, you might put it on your eyes, and then become blinded. Va'anu, as Tosfos says here, she'ifishin melach stomis matzi benenu lo nagu b'mayim achronim. That's what Tosfos says here, as we'll see the Shulchan Aruch soon. But again, you get one impression from this Gemara and one impression on Amud Beis, as we will see. Mayim rishonim nolu be'bechan be'mitzonim. So you could use hot or cold water for mayim rishonim. Amir v'yisvach bar Yosef amir b'yanai lo shanu. When do we say that you could use hot ela she'ein hayad soledes bohen? As long as there's not yod soledes bo. Aval yad soledes bohen. But if it's boiling hot, ein nolu bohen, then you can't use it. Why can't you use it? So, interesting Rashi. First of all, Rashi says soledes means nichves. And we had yesterday, the Chachmas Adam, the difference between Soledes and Nichves and the Rambam, but Rashi puts it together. Soledes, Nichves, imayat Soledes bahen, butlu vinishtanu mitores mayim. Wow. Sounds like it's a chaloshem mayim. It's not mayim if it's boiling hot. It's not mayim, even if you forget about it hurting and burning your hands, but it doesn't have the status of mayim, and the mitzvah is to use mayim. That's one version of Rashi. The Ika Demasi Lo HaSeifa. It's one of those in Gemara, and some say this chilik of Yatzoleh, this is on the Seifa, the second line. Achronim, ein otum elo betzonin avo b'chamin lo. You can't use chamin for mayim achronim, amar v'yisav ha-yosef, amar v'yane lo shon elo she-yatzoleh this bohen. You can only not use boiling hot. Aval ena yatzoleh this bohen, notlim. But you could use warm water for mayim achronim. Mechal ha-rishonim avo b'she-yatzoleh this bohen mutter. Sounds like for rishonim then, everything's mutter. Right, even chamin, even yad, so let us bow. Emsoyim rishus, amar of Nachman, lo shona ela bein tafshel la tafshel. Emsoyim is between each course, avo bein tafshel gvina chova, as we said earlier. Right, between each course, right, it's a good idea to wash your hands, but between tafshel and gvina, so that for sure is a din. Amar of Yehuda, bered, rabbi chia, Mipnei ma amru mayim achronim chova, mimelach sedomis yesha mesame seinayim. Melach sedomis, which blinds the eyes, and that is why, special type of very intense salt, and therefore you have to do mayim achronim, amru abayim mishtachach, kikurta bakura. And it's found, this intense, undiluted, is found like kikurta, the size of kurta, in a kur. That's as much as it exists. Again, Mayim Achronim, again, obviously is a big topic. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Kuf Pei Aleph. Kuf Pei Aleph, how do you remember? You have coffee at the end of your meal, Kuf Pei Aleph, Mayim Achronim, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes both. It quotes Mayim Achronim Chova, quotes that in Sif Aleph, and then in Sif Tez, Sif Yud, Yesh Nogim Lito Mayim Achronim, V'yafilu, I'm sorry, and then the Shulchan Aruch also quotes, where is it? Yesh She'ein Nogim Lito Mayim Achronim. Right, some don't do it anymore because of Balitosvus, Machlokes, Haposkim, Machlokes and Minhagim, once you follow their Minhag. Again, there's basis for both. Nowadays, we don't have Malach Sdomis, there's no reason to do it. Or, it's also about Nikius, and once it was enacted, we do it. So, again, it's Nismach on a Pasik, Viskadishim, Viyisim, Kedoshim. So therefore, again, there are different, Minhagim, one should follow their Minhag. But even if one does it, we obviously know there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim. There's only a bracha on Mayim Rishonim, because Mayim Achronim is preventative. We never make a bracha on preventative or removing a problem. We don't make a bracha on kashering, on hagala. We only make a bracha on tevila. Tevila is hosafas kedusha. So you make a bracha on. You don't make a bracha on kashering. You don't make a bracha on removing a problem. Right, some say you don't make a bracha on mechiyas amalek. Right, or zechiras amalek, which is connected to mechiyas amalek. Not, no separate bracha on that. One of the answers, because of it's removing. It's removing. What about Bir Chametz? Bir Chametz, make a bracha, Bir Chametz. That's creating a bayis baduk. Right? You could formulate that as it's fulfilling a mitzvah of Tashmisu. It's creating the bayis baduk. So, again, there's alumnus that one can explain. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha Berei D'Rava L'Rav Ashi Kol Milchamai. What if you measured out salt? You didn't eat with it, but you measured out. So it got on your hands. So do you have to wash your hands? Amalei Lo Mi Boy. Don't ask me that question. Of course. Of course you have to wash your hands there. Amar Abaya Meresh Hava Amina. Haidu Lamashi Maya Basroi Al Ara Mishim Zuama. Right. I originally thought, says Abaya, that the reason that we didn't wash our hands on the ground was because of Zuhama. It's going to create, it's going to be dirty. And it's not, right? Rashi. Sherechan Masriach Veniros Meusos. Just for disgusting, and it's not nice. Amar Lemar Mishum De Rasharya Ruach Ra Alayu. No, there's a Ruach Ra. Right, and that's why the minug of having a cover over the Mayim Achronim, right, the way that most Mayim Achronims are, it sits on top of the water, right, because of this idea. I used to think that you're not supposed to remove something from the table. While somebody is drinking, because maybe he's going to like want something that you're removing, and he's going to be drinking, and he's going to start choking, because he's going to try to tell you not to remove it, and it's going to be dangerous. Amar li mar mishum dekashi l'ruach tzarda. And I was told, because no, it's some more of a Kabbalistic reason. There. V'lo amar el deshakel v'lo meder. That's only if you're going to take it and not put it back. Avol mishkav aduri leslan ba. Maybe you're taking the plate to put more on it. Right? That's not a problem. V'lo amar el dechus l'arba amos. That's only if you take it far away. Avol chutok l'arba amos leslan ba. V'lo amar el midi detzarach l'sudas. And it's still only something that is needed for the Suda. Avol midi detzarach l'sudasa. If you don't need it anymore for the Suda, leslan ba. No problem. Abar avashi. Kopet afilu a'asisa u'buchna detavli. Even on the spice grinders. Midi detzarach l'sudasa. Those would be considered something that's needed for the meal, and therefore they wouldn't remove it while people were drinking. Remember Abaya, third statement that Abaya said, what he used to think. Meresh Hava Amina, Hai Dekanshi Nashvara, that which people were Mukhanis Nashvara, Mishum Minakirusa, right? People who used to gather the crumbs was because of cleanliness, right? They wouldn't have the Rashi. Shemachabdin Pirure Ochlin Min Habayis. I used to think, cleanliness, you don't have crumbs on the floor. Omar Limar Mishum Dekashi Laniyusa. No, and I heard that it's kasha for anius. What does it mean? Rashi, Sar HaMemune Al HaAnius. There's a malach that's memune on poverty. And if you just let the crumbs go, so then it's gonna lead to anias. Again, message might be that's related to what we said before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a bracha. We shouldn't be mezalzel in the food and the types of brachas that Hashem gives us. Hu gavar davi mahadrolei sara daniusa. There was a certain person that the sar of anias was trying to get. How did we know this story? Good question. V'lo aviyachalei. And he couldn't overpower him. To kazor anashvara tuva. He was always very careful with his crumbs. So he always was very medaktik, not to dispose of them properly, and therefore he couldn't affect him. Yomachad karach lifta ayavli. One time, he was eating a sandwich on yavli. Yavli is like grass. So it's gonna be very hard if you drop the crumbs into the grass to get them all out. Amar hashtavadi nafal biyadoi. Oh, he's falling into my hands, I'm gonna get him now. Basar da'achil, I see mara akrinu liyavli shadinu lanara. And after he finished eating, he brought a shovel. He dug up the whole grassy area where he was eating, and he dumped it into the sea. Shame de Kaamar Vai de Afkahu Gavrami Base. Oh, he threw me out of my house, meaning I wasn't successful even here. And he heard some type, I guess it was, they were on the levels where they heard the Shadim. They heard the Malachim, and that way protected himself. Bomar Abaya Meresh Avamina, next Abaya statement. Meresh Avamina Haidilo Shasi Ufya. Mishum Yasusa, why don't we drink the foam of the drinks before it goes down? Because Mishum Yasusa, it's not appropriate, it's not covered. Wait till it goes down. Amar Limar, and then you told me Mishum Dekashi Lecharsem. It was hard to Karsem, right? Rashi. Ririn Aboin Menachotem, some type of disease it's not good for. Mishdi Kasha Lecharsem, if you drink it, that's what it leads to. Minfach, if you blow in it, Minfach Be Kasha Lereshe, then it's hard for your head. Madche, Kashi Laniyus, if you just push it away, it leads to Anius. Maitakante, Leshkue Shkue, right? Let it sink in, let it dissipate on its own, and not to drink the foam. Lecharsem Dechamra, and how do you get rid of, if you did it, and you got the sickness, how do you get rid of it? L'charsim mechamra, shichra, have some beer. The shichra, maya. The maya, lesle takanta. Right, if you had the foam of the water, there's nothing. V'hayne damri inshi, basar anya, azlan yusa. Poverty brings more poverty. Meaning if you only had water, right, you're in a lesser state that you couldn't have the beer or the wine, so again, it leads to more problems. Period, v'yamar abaya, next. Mireisha v'amina. All of these life lessons that Abaya is teaching us about what he used to think and what the reality is. When there used to be bundles of vegetables, I used to not rip one vegetable out from the bundle and eat it, to usur ginah, that the farmer had tied up. It's not derech eretz. You rip it out, open the bundle, put it down nicely, and then eat it. So I thought that's why you shouldn't do it. Armali mar mishum dekashi l'kshafim. Here it is, kshafim, right? It's going to lead to some type of inappropriate magic. Rashi, haroe oso yachol lasos lo kshafim, v'hanish ramimenu en kshafim nochin lachul olav. Right? If somebody sees you do that, that is going to lead to problems. Rav Chizav, Rav Barafuna, havi kazli ba'arva, they were once on a boat. Amr luahu matronisa, osin ba'daichu. A certain woman said, can I sit next to you? Lo osvua. They didn't want her to sit next to them. Amr milsa, she said something, she said some type of incantation. Asar til arva. The boat stopped moving. Amru, Inhu, they said some type of incantation. Milsa, Sharyua. And it kept going. What they say? Did they do Kishav too? Right, they said something. Rashi. Afein hoyu bekiyin bedavar. Va'osin la'atzil atzman miyada michshol. Day number one of Rashi is using magic in order to counter and to get you out of a problem is okay. The Avshar Shlomo says here, I Kishav is asur. No, you're allowed to do it. L'shem, saving yourself. That's one day. The other day of Rashi, Ika da Amri Sha'amru Shem, Velo Mucha Milsa. They use Shem Hashem. Right? They didn't do some type of Kishuf. The Shem Hashem overpowered. 2 days in Rashi. Whether using Kishuf to save yourself would be okay. Amr Lahu, she said to them, okay, what could I do? I can't affect you. Telo Makanek Lubachaspa, because you don't clean yourself with a shard, which it says elsewhere also, is Kasha Lakishuf. Velo Kata Lahu Kina Amanaihu, you never kill bugs on your clothing. Right, which first you remove the bug and then you got rid of it. And also you never ate vegetables while they were still tied up from the farmer. So again, there's nothing I can do. I can't affect you. Okay. A little bit more through my lines, I will stop. Rabbi Meir Shavamina, Haidalochli Yarka Denafal Atacha. I wouldn't eat vegetables that fell on the table. Mishum Yasusa, or from the table. Amali Mar Mishum Dekashal Recha Peh. No, it'll lead to Bad breath. V'yamar Abaye Meresh Avimina Haidelo Yasvi Tusei Marziva, that you shouldn't sit under a gutter where water is falling. Mishum Shofchim. I thought because there is water falling there, and maybe the water is going to fall on you, it's going to be disgusting, I'll get you dirty. Amarli Mar Mishum Deshchichi Mazikin. Because there are demons that hang out under the water where it's falling from the gutter, and we'll have to start off tomorrow with a story about a demon that happened to be sitting under the gutter, and he got upset about somebody who didn't realize that he was there. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Hanish Guloy, Brother Shem, we will continue. Chulin Kufhei. Chulin Kufhei, Mayim Achronim, waiting, Fleishes and Milchiks, a lot on this daf.